If it's Thursday at 8:30, it must be time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News is here. Good morning, Marianne.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh?
Oh my gosh.
What do we have?
It's just such a big weekend. This is sort of, it feels like all of summer artistically kind of leads up to this weekend.
Uh-huh. Well, not just because of the Fringe. I mean, obviously the Fringe is like the, you know, the sort of like.
Yeah, but we've got the Minnesota Fringe Festival opening tonight, but there's just, there's always a lot going on right around this time. So it just becomes this big, there's so much energy right now. It's amazing.
I can feel it just beaming off of your body, actually, all the energy. All right, well, let's not waste any time here.
So we have the Minnesota Fringe Festival going on. This is its 21st year. It is takes over, let's see, no, as 19 different stages in Minneapolis. And so you have 169 different productions, not shows, different productions. Each will have several shows throughout the run. So you have just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows that you can see. This is a non-juried festival. It's a lottery. People get in by lottery. So you have first-timers and you have pros getting the same support, going on stage, doing their best one-hour production for you to judge. And then you can move on to whatever's next at the next theater or stick around at the same theater. You can see all sorts of things. And just to give you... and you can see it can be transcendent and it can be... Oh my God.
Oh my God. Why did I pick this one? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you cannot judge a show by its title. Let me just make that clear.
So we have learned. Uh-huh.
Yes. Do not judge a show by its title. But here's some titles for you. The Adventures of Tap Man. I thought at first it might involve beer, but no, it's a lovelorn scientist consumes a secret formula to impress a girl in his dance class and gains tap dancing powers in order to fight crime as his alter ego, Tap Man, the world's most daring tap dancing superhero.
That could be fun.
Then Flushing, New York. 1950s New York plumber Hank Tinkler's emotions are clogged, but hope flushes eternal. Will his beloved underdogs finally win this year? A tender look at America's favorite pastimes, baseball, family, and plumbing. And then if you wanted to take an even more random approach on the randomness of the Fringe itself, you can go see Four Humors does every show in the Fringe. They will draw blindly from 168 numbered ping pong balls and perform the corresponding show from the Fringe guide based solely on its picture and 210 character or less description. So they will come up with their own version of Flushing New York and their own version of The Adventures of Tap Man. So those are just some of the things you can see at the Fringe Festival, which starts tonight and runs through August 10th. Have a blast. Okay.
Great.
Now say you live in St. Paul. Uh-huh. And the idea of going to Minneapolis is still anathema to you.
Even there are such people.
Yes, they say, you know, I just like it over here. It's a little calmer. Mm-hmm. There are things to do in St. Paul, funnily enough, even though there's all this theater happening. And there's theater in St. Paul this weekend, too. For instance, you could go see A Little Night Music by Moo Performing Arts at Park Square Theater. Now, here's the thing is that... Moo Performing Arts is a theater company that specializes in theater of the Asian American experience. But they also, every once in a while, take on a show where they would normally, their core actors would never get cast for it. So it's because they're Asian American. And so they're like, oh, I just don't see you playing this Swedish guy. And, you know, so what they do is they'll take on that production and say, okay, we're going to own it. We're going to do it the best that we can because we would never get these parts anywhere else. And
I think that is so awesome.
It is. That's great. And so they've taken on Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music, which takes place in Sweden, and they are getting rave reviews. So they just have fabulous reviews all around.
That's
for the
awesome
performances. They're calling it effervescent and rich and lovely and just really...
Oh, how great is that? That's
so
excellent.
That's going on right now over at Park Square Theater. That's Moo Performing Arts presenting A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim. And then, you know, I sometimes assume people know things because there are billboards out there and they're big advertisements, and I think, oh, I'll focus on people who don't have that much advertising. Well, I just got to mention Circus Juventus, which has been around. It's celebrating its 20th anniversary this summer, and it's basically our local version of Cirque du Soleil, but it's the culmination every summer. They culminate in 3 weekends of performances of a year's worth of education and practicing on the part of youths. So you have all these teenagers, kids who are learning how to be acrobats and jugglers and aerialists and doing all this very cool Cirque du Soleil style artistry. And then they put on a really professional show each summer, and it sells out. It's just a huge success. So this is their 20th anniversary. This weekend, they start their run, and they run through August 17th, and the show is Neverland, you know, based on...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's childhood will reign under a big top while your imagination is swept into the rooftops of London with the capricious Pan, his naughty fairy friend Tink, and the carefree darling children. So they're going to take all of that and put it up in the aerialist... sort of.
Oh, that sounds very cool. This is actually good to be, you know, kind of schooled about Circus Juventus because, you know, if you don't know anything about them, I didn't know that they weren't akin to Cirque du Soleil and were, I mean, I didn't even know that they weren't a traveling production, basically.
No,
so they're located right
local
here.
Local people.
This is a stationary, dedicated.
Yes. Twin Cities High School students are traveling, you know, their parents are taking them here for classes on their weeknights and they're working really hard. And then each year they put on a fabulous show.
And they have their own dedicated space. And
yes.
You can see that show right there. It's not in a tent somewhere.
It's in St. Paul. It's in the Highland Park area. They have a big building. In fact, there's a story this week about talk of them expanding or moving somewhere else. And the short of it is that they're going to be in St. Paul for at least the next 17 years. And they're looking at maybe because they've grown so much over the years, there's so many kids who want to take classes with them. They're looking at maybe starting a second space somewhere else in the Twin Cities.
An additional space.
Awesome. So that's coming up too. So
fantastic.
I'm telling you, energy.
I feel it, man. Just pulsating off of your being, Marianne. That is so awesome. Thank you so much, as always, Marianne Combs.
My pleasure.
For our blast of art here on Thursday mornings. It's the Weekend Arts Roundup, and we'll recap it for you online here. After a little while, after we put the blog post together, Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning.